You know, really right now we're still in the process. We're almost done. But, you know, out of respect for those guys, you know, it's like I was saying the other day, it's a very difficult time because it's just been a really good group of guys to work with. Whether it was the 90 guys or the 75 guys, we've had guys that came in here and practiced hard, lifted hard, conditioned hard. But at the end of the day, you have to get down to 53 and then a 10-man practice squad. So we're still in the process of doing that. And, you know, out of respect to those guys, we're going to hold off on announcing all that right now.
Once those cuts are done, obviously you guys have the first position with waivers. How difficult is that process? Because there are so many guys who are being involved.
That's a very difficult process. It's something that is good for us in the fact that we have the first priority claim on anyone that gets released at this point. But it's difficult because you have guys here that have worked very hard. And it always goes back to, Dave, doing what's best for the team. Whatever we think can improve the team, if we think it can improve the team, then we'll always look to do that. But at the same time, it's what's best for the team. And if what's best for the team is to make sure that we keep the locker room intact basically as it is right now or as it will be when we get down to 53, then that's what we should do also.
Looking around the league, is that a process that's already started? These guys might get cut again. Think about that if that happens.
That's right. We obviously, Rick Smith, our general manager, and then our pro personnel department, with the help of some of our college personnel department, our pro personnel directors, Brian Gain, and he and Rick Smith, they've been working for a long time now on the evaluation of other rosters, both on film and then, you know, trying to project what those other rosters may be. So those guys do a great job of that, and they're on top of that every day.
Cool. When you got a chance to look at the film, can you compare Keenum and Savage against one another or against how they've played up until now?
Yeah, you know, both guys, you know, if you look at Case, early in the game he made some decent plays. He made a nice throw on the right sideline to Keyshawn. Keyshawn made a great play on that, kept both feet in bounds. We had a little drive going there. We kicked a field goal. Case did some decent things. You know, at the end of the half, I think he made a decision that he wished he would have back, where he kind of whirled around and just ripped the in-cut to the left, or the comeback to the left, and it got intercepted. You know, part of that was the protection breakdown, things like that. But there were some good things. Obviously, it wasn't good enough. It wasn't near what it needs to be, and we all know that. Savage, I thought, again, played more like a rookie. You know, he's a guy that's only been here since right after the draft. He's improved a great deal, but last night it kind of leveled off. He didn't play as good as he wanted to play, and I think a lot of that had to do with him, but also a lot of guys around him didn't play very well. So, you know, we are taking that into account when we look at it. You know, it's a position that's very, very important, and we're making sure that we do a good job of evaluating it. And again, like I said, the day of doing what's best for the team.
Some people think you could just like bring any quarterback in here. How hard is it to bring a quarterback in and do what you've been working on since you got here?
Very difficult. Very, very difficult to bring a guy in and get him ready in 1 week to be a backup or a number three. It's a difficult process. Is it something that we would do if we felt like it was something that would improve the football team? Certainly we would look at that. But at this point in time, you know, these three guys, Fitzy, our starter, and Case and Tom, have worked hard. They know the system. You know, part of it, and this is not an excuse, it's just something I've been thinking about all night, is that when you play in the preseason, it's a little bit disjointed in that, you know, you play two series here, you play one series here, you get thrown back into the game here. And part of that, you know, we're trying to evaluate how you would handle that. But again, it's very difficult to get into a rhythm. So I think we all have to understand that as coaches and understand that these guys have worked very hard and they have improved. And last night was not one of any of our better nights.
After your loss of two games, you talked about coaching wasn't good either. What can you do better, say you and George, and on offense? What did you learn in a preseason that's going to serve you better later?
Right, that's a great point. It starts at the top with me. As I look at all the preseason as a body of work, there are things that we're always going to try to do better as coaches. Number one is look at our personnel and how are we using our personnel? Where are we putting our best players and what are we doing with them? Making sure that they're doing things that they're really good at and not doing things that maybe it's not in their skill set to do. That's number one. Number two is we always have to continue to work on situational football. I think overall, as far as use of the clock and two-minute drives and when to call timeouts and things like that, we've been decent. We've been decent, but that's something we're always going to try to improve on. We tried to keep the game plans fairly vanilla so that our guys could go out there and play fast, and now we have to work to put a really good game plan together against the Washington Redskins, an excellent football team. So that's what we're working to do right now.
How about challenges specifically? How you had one last night,
yeah,
a few others. How pleased are you with the process from getting the guys up top to replay, then relaying down to you what they see and so on?
Yeah, I feel good about our challenge process. Last night, the official did a great job. Walt Anderson did a great job of explaining to me why that play could be challenged. It was the spot on that fourth down play, which I thought was close, and it was a progress spot. So we could challenge where they felt that the progress stopped. So it was very close, and that was a good challenge. And our guys upstairs said it was close enough that we should definitely try to challenge that. So and the other challenges that we've plays where we've challenged the penalty call or whatever the call was, we felt the process has gone pretty smoothly for us.
Bill, you said a couple days ago, more than likely, these three guys will be on their
roster. Yep.
And you said you'll do whatever it takes to get better.
Yep.
No matter what. How do you view, in general, these three now as working on the roster? What do you think they got down?
I see that these three will be on the roster. I see that right now. As we sit here right now, I see that these guys will be on the roster. They've worked hard. It's time to get ready for the regular season, and I can see a definite scenario where the three of these guys are here.
DJ was not fine, but he confirmed that. Your thoughts about that, how important is that for him in terms of his reputation, all these different things that they put to rest in this one?
Well, I believe that particular hit was a bang-bang play where he was leading with his shoulder and at the last second well caught the pass and kind of ducked to make sure that he was protecting himself on the hit. And it ended up being a shoulder into the head-neck area. So it was a very bang-bang play. DJ, like I said last week, was not trying to do harm to anybody. DJ, in our building, has a good reputation as a guy that works extremely hard. He's been at practice every day, never missed, very competitive, loves to play the game, works out hard, competes in the weight room, competes on the practice field, and that's the reputation that I believe he should have all over the place. That's the way he is with us, and that's the way I see him on the field.
So I guess we haven't asked you, have you named a back quarterback who made the
same? No. I would say, obviously it's right now it's either Case or Tom, but we have not decided on which one it is.
What about your return, man? You looked a lot. Keyshawn did both last
year. Right. It'll be Keyshawn to start the season. He's done a good job. He's gotten better. Keyshawn is a guy that when we got here in April, was working really hard at learning our offense and working in on special teams. And I talked to him right at the end of OTAs about, some of the improvements that I thought that he needed to make. And he's a guy that's one of the most improved players on our team. And he's got to continue to go that way. But he came back in training camp, and whether it was his return ability or his play on offense, he's done a really good job of taking what we coached him in the spring and what we wanted him to get better on and come here and improve a great deal. So he'd start the season as our kick returner and our punt returner.
How much different will the mood be when it's down to 53 and you're aiming for that? I mean, what changes from when you're going through camp stuff to what you're now doing in preparation for week one, how you run things?
Yeah, it's an interesting question. It's an interesting time of the year. It's a part of the year that's very difficult because you have choices that you have to make and guys that have worked hard and you're having to release guys to get to 53, but at the same time it's enjoyable because you walk into that room and there's your 53 guys, and that's something that I really enjoy about pro football, that there are 53 guys, that it is a small roster. We'll add the 10 practice squads, so we'll have a total of 63. They're guys that come from different backgrounds, guys that have all different kinds of skill sets. There's some frontline star players on our team. There's role players. There's guys that just love playing the game. And so to walk into that room and to know that you have 53 guys that are working towards a common goal, of course, sometimes the 53 changes based on, like I told Dave, things that we're always going to try to do to improve the team. But at the end of the day, you have a core group of guys that you're looking forward to going to work with.
You You've been getting a lot of calls like, "Do I got a deal for you?"
Yeah, I field a lot of calls. Yeah, certainly do, and it's that time of the year, and those are interesting calls because it tells you what people think about your roster, and it also tells you about their roster, the people that are calling. So without getting into details on that, you certainly do field a lot of calls during this time of the year about, hey, we're heavy here. Do you need this? Because it looks like you're kind of light there at that position. Those type of calls happen all the time. I believe that it's a roster that will be evolving all the time. I believe it's a roster that we always have to look at the depth and make sure that we have as good a depth as we can possibly have. We feel like I said to James, I think is, you know, our frontline players, you know, the J.J. Watts, the Andre Johnsons, Arian Foster, Brian Cushing, Jonathan Joseph, guys like that, in addition to our role players. Guys that will be on this team that will be backup players on offense and defense, and then special teams contributors, big-time special teams contributors, and then our younger players, our draft class. We feel that it's working towards being a fairly strong roster, but it's one that we're always going to look to try to improve if we can. But, again, we're looking forward to working with these guys, eventually who we get down to the 53 by whatever time it is tomorrow. That's right. Yeah.
Except on the panel.
That's right.
So how excited are you as a fan of the game to see all these guys coming out there for the first time?
Very excited. And also, you know, understanding that that's something that there is an unknown because we haven't had everybody out there at the same time yet, really, if you think about it. You know, when you look back to all the games, Arizona, obviously, Atlanta, Denver, and then obviously last night, we haven't yet had everybody out there that we know is going to be out there against the Redskins. So we're looking forward to that, and we'll begin that process of getting everybody out there at the same time, which we've done a lot in practice, but not in the games, on Monday. We'll get everybody out there and start to get this game plan installed and figure out what we have to do to win the game. Cushing is a guy that is definitely one of the leaders of this team. Very intense guy, very hard worker, good teammate, really good leader. He's been really good with the rookies. Guy that you can see him, whether it's eating lunch with the rookies or talking to him in the locker room, you can see him every day really trying to be a mentor to a lot of those guys. He's been a very successful player in this league. I remember coming here in 2009. With the Patriots, and he had a great game against us. I believe that was his rookie of the year. He won the rookie of the year that year. So we're looking forward to him being back at full strength, and he means a lot to this team. And he's worked very hard, like you said, to get back. And those are hard things, you know, when you've been through that rehab a couple times, and to have to do it multiple times and come back says a lot about the man. And you know, we're looking forward to seeing him play well this year. He has definitely earned the right to be in the discussion to make the team. He's had two interceptions for touchdowns. He's played well on special teams. He's a rookie. He's still got a lot to learn, but he's got good size. He's tough. I like the way he carries himself in the building. He's a hardworking kid, both in here in the meeting room and out on the field, and he's definitely earned the right to be in the discussion to make the football team. Been okay. He's got to get a lot better. You know, he's a third-round draft pick, and he needs to make sure that he is working extremely hard every day to play pro football. We're in the process, like I told Mark, of figuring out who the 53-man roster is. And, you know, a lot of those things we take into account that, you know, you have a guy there that's a young guy that, you know, really doesn't totally get it yet, what it means to play in this league, and he has to come out and earn it. And, you know, he's better than he was when he came out on the field a couple weeks ago against Atlanta, but he's got a long way to go.